You go onto the ward because you're asked to see a failing flap. Can you talk me through it? So if going to see a flap that I believe is failing or I've been asked to see by any of my colleagues, then I'd first of all go and see the patient and ensure that they are hemodynamically stable, they've got a good urine output, a systolic above 100, and they're warm, as these are all factors that can affect the flow into the flap. Providing that's the case, I'd look at the flap itself, have a look if there's any evidence of swelling that may indicate there's a hematoma sitting underneath. If it is tense, then I would release a suture in order to relieve the pressure, but this is a temporizing step, even if a good flow is returned. Check the flap itself, see if it's warm, see if it's cool, what color it is. And if I'm worried at all, then I would return to theatre to assess the anastomosis. So I alert theatre to the patient coming along. I would have explained to the patient that this is in a hope of salvaging the flap, but there is a risk of not being able to get these to work in, depending on how long it has been not working for. So in theatre, release sutures, have a look if there's any hematoma around the pedicle, if the pedicle is being compressed or twisted or kinked. Once I've done this, if there's still no flow across the anastomoses, then I'd take them down. Check that the afferent vessels have got a good flow, and I would flush out the flap itself using a Hepcel solution. This is 500 units in 50 mils of usually Hartmann's actually in our unit. And then I would reattach the flap, re-anastomose. If it still keeps going off, then there are other treatments that can be used, such as streptokinase. So for this, would disconnect the flap from the artery and vein and flush the flap through with streptokinase. And re-anastomose.